Kent Jackson, advanced care paramedic.
With school holidays starting today, do you have any advice for those planning to travel over Christmas?
Yeah, the main thing we want you to remember is that decisions that you make on the road don't just affect you, but everyone in your vehicle and other road users. A split-second crash can result in a lifetime of rehabilitation or potentially cut a life short completely. Even the slightest of distraction can lead to sudden crashes, so we encourage all drivers to take responsibility into their own hands and constantly scan for hazards. This includes scanning before indicating, changing lanes, especially keeping a lookout for motorbikes, which can be harder to spot. This also extends to more preventable distractions, such as tucking the phone away, out of sight on silent, and making sure that the kids have plenty of entertainment to keep them busy. Many families will be traveling long distance and arrive at holiday destinations, so be sure that these trips are broken up with plenty of breaks to keep the drivers refreshed. If the trip does include traveling through to remote areas, make sure you've placed a first aid kit in the vehicle and download the Emergency Plus app before heading off. The Emergency Plus app displays your phone GPS coordinates, longitude and latitude, which can be passed on verbally to our emergency medical dispatchers when calling 000. If you have the app on your phone, it can go a long way in saving the life of a loved one in a time-critical emergency.
Plenty of people will be celebrating the festive season with a few drinks. What are the dangers of drink driving?
People with a few drinks under their belt do need to be careful before getting behind the wheel. What alcohol does is create a feeling of overconfidence and causes the consumer to take risks they normally wouldn't. The danger when driving with alcohol is that it affects driving performance and slows down the reaction time, causing poor judgment. Remember that blood alcohol content may continue to rise after you stop drinking, so don't put your license or life at risk by driving the morning after a big night, because a few hours sleep may not be enough to bring you under the limit. So, in essence, just stay safe out there.